over and make sure Wu is back where he can't be shot at all.
I'd look at the notebook first. Look at the notebook. Which one is shorter?
Well, you can skim through. So let's see. There's a notebook. There's a... Actually, it's a packet. So there are three sets of documents. One with, like, you know, three folders. One with...
This means we can all learn Klingon,
eight
huh?
Eight folders. If they survive.
Yeah.
If you were all there, what I'm saying, yeah, you could have learned...
Very important not to acknowledge...
So it was actually a slight chance to kill one of you.
After they attack, because otherwise they don't think you can speak Klingon.
Roll low.
You have no way of knowing the information that we've destroyed, and they won't torture you. Yes, but
I always speak in my own language anyway.
If they take it away, or if they give you something to read, don't acknowledge that you speak Klingon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, I would speak.
There's a notebook. Anyway. Apollo 3, Apollo 8, Apollo 4.
Notebook Apollo.
3, 8, and 4,
like little brother. Read the titles don't mean anything.
Not really. They're just well, one of the notebook says diary on it.
Diary. Get that last.
Personal log.
I'll skip through the notes. Notebook.
Cool.
This is a bunch of splash here, right? Idiot.
No, no. You're out of myself. Okay. So any book or.
Notebook.
The notebook.
Oh, the notebook?
The diary? Yeah, the diary.
Oh.
Why
right,
have you
supposed to stop? Read,
you know,
read the diary.
Read the diary. I mean, if you got, like, a list of, you know, eight computer books, right?
And diary.
Blank in a nutshell, and a diary. I mean, what you read?
Okay, well, what's the diary?
Okay. So the diary is pretty much saying... you know, he was a lead engineer to build, like, the our experimental hospital here. And then when the Federation wiped out everybody else, you know, I happened to be up in the cave, destroying some of the supplies.
I thought the blue screen was going to the experimental building.
Or where the hospital was.
Not the only way the hospital was.
Not really. He's just saying, basically just a weekly log of what he killed and stuff.
This is useless. Next.
After a while.
So where were the pictures of that? Let's give it to the first one.
You want to go to the first one? Physical science chemistry.
Physical science chemistry. That's physical science.
Okay.
Well, it's not that.
Except logic.
For more dice.
Come on.
Seven. Okay. This document describes the underlying chemical relationship between all human beings. Computer programming.
Logic perception?
Yeah. You just read it.
Seven.
This document includes information on management of scientific data.
Has one of them put on the helmet yet?
Yeah. Oh, right when Shannon was going to explode.
Blow everything up. I cracked.
No, you didn't.
This is a better solution. We get to know what's in the book, kind of.
So you read the next one?
We can make a better assessment.
This is life science genetics.
Ooh, genetics. Logic perception?
Logic.
The important one. Okay. You want me to read it to you?
Just give it.
Roll it up, shove it down your pants.
Board.
Oh, there's a lot of big words in it.
Yeah, some kind of genetic
stuff. Genetic stuff.
Is there anywhere to hide that one?
Holy cat, it's in a lot of places. Is it small?
Yeah, they're about, you know, this big.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, they're not very.
Yeah. You have real lips in your pants. Don't ever check there. Cool.
You could dig hole.
Some type of genetic research might be. Underlying genetic, what? The chemical stuff?
You don't know. What kind of genetics?
So, have we heard no paper fire or anything against the outside of the cave yet?
Not yet.
Okay, next
are you listening like really closely?
That's my main concern.
Actually, you got a tricorder. They're out of time.
There's hidden things.
I had that book.
9 feet, 8 feet.
Yeah, that's it. Leave the other books and.
I had that book.
Okay.
Actually, I skimmed all the rest. Take a little comment and see what they are first.
Okay.
That was all of them. Okay.
No.
Shit, I've got to unzip my deck. Now I have it here.
3, 8, 4.
3, 8, 4?
Yeah. You read to the first. You read to the first stack of three.
I look through the rest quickly to see what they are.
Okay.
Is there anything that doesn't look like it was mass produced and mass printed?
They're all mass printed. Well, they're all printed. Not in real.
I don't know how that could be useful to them. There's going to be other copies of it. Well, maybe not. It could fall down.
If you can hang out for just 2 hours.
This is a training technique, is what's valuable to them.
Perhaps. So, what do you want
to
do?
I look quickly to the rest.
Administration, logistics.
That. Yeah. Next.
Okay. Systems engineering, communication.
Systems engineering, communication. Yeah. Okay. Logic circle.
Logic.
Nine.
Oh, it's a manual for the little helmet thing.
Manual. Oh, now I know how to use it. Next.
I found the manual.
Try and type the biology in the design.
Wait, now you know how to use it. Can
does
it use it without danger?
He just skipped it.
It's just like instructions.
How to turn it off, maintenance, and how to move some more repairs.
You said you see where the dial set is set to clean on instead of human?
Oh, damn.
Damn that.
I'm not human,
though.
Let's see, the next one is a computer simulation.
Spot.
Skip it, keep going.
Training manuals aren't going to be generically useful. I mean, I'm sure we have training manuals too.
Yeah.
Lousy. 4.
Of course.
Oh, no. 6.
At the time this was written, the Klingons weren't a warrior cult.
You don't get anything. So, logic for the rest of the role. Looks like the Klingons are starting to pay their fares.
Okay, so, last book, you said I don't get anything. Does that mean it's...
It's about, something about the how to build a something.
I'll keep that. Anything I see that I don't really understand, I'll keep those.
They're coming for now.
Okay. I'll give you the other skills and then you can decide which two you're going to try to read.
Right.
Medical science, clean up.
Like that.
Instruction, teaching. Systems engineering, life support. Material engineering, mechanical. Planetary science, climatology. Material engineering, electronics. Life science, genetics.
Right there.
Medical science, pathology. Medical science, surgery.
Right there.
And life science, zoology.
Right there. Write those 6 books.
Okay. All life science, genetics,
chemistry.
Genetics, physical science. No?
Yeah.
So, write those, and we fry the rest?
No.
No? See what?
From
the machine.
Probably what they want are the genetics books. At least that's what our guy wants.
Why wouldn't they want the super training machine, the likes of which no one has ever seen, as opposed to the pamphlets?
Because the super training machine does not work very well except to kill people.
Wouldn't you want that technology and then you'd assume you'd tinker with it as opposed to the pamphlets?
Let's rephrase that. Is this a well-known technology that every sane culture has discarded?
Well, we didn't know that. Everyone knows that.
What do we know about the technology basis of this training machine?
History, Federation.
Okay. You should have stayed, you think you stayed awake in those history of engineering classes.
4. No.
3.
Just the only one?
I really haven't heard of any tests of sort of devices like this. other than the really, cool stories about device division. Someone developed the device division. Try it on themselves and they go crazy.
They have all the manuals. So do you guys have, I also think they have a moment where they're back at the academy saying, history of computers, we'll never use this crap. Let's go play volleyball. If we can remember what they said that class.
Okay. Yeah. He's going to try and hide the 6 bucks.
I wish I'd
listened
to my mother.
There's
a seal. I don't know.
A seal
on an
8, you have it? No, it's a
deal. What is it based off?
It's a look.
Okay, perception?
Sure.
I have 4 dice of perception. How about you?
Right.
Hide them, please.
La 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 la.
Okay, five. What a roll, 5.
Awesome, awesome.
They don't know we've hit it any.
That's true.
We can toss them the rock and then, melt the rock. So,
what we have done, there's some obviously melted rock.
Stone. And we can sit on it.
Okay, but now they brush, the wall explodes as they brush in.
I shout, this is Lieutenant J.G. Clint Evans of the Starship Discovery. Please hold back. We can discuss this.
In the name of the Empire, throw any weapons.
That's good. We're starting discussions. Can we ask why you're here?
We're here for all this stuff.
Are you aware that you're in Federation space right now?
It's Klingon property.
I'm sure that if we got some diplomats...
Obviously stolen by the Federation, but...
I'm sure if we got some diplomats down from the starbase, we could discuss the...
Perhaps it was stolen by you. You two are coming with us.
We have a starship that's either in orbit or will be in orbit very soon.
Well, that's why we need to leave now.
You probably do, too. So you're not willing to carry this out through diplomatic channels, because I'm sure we'd be willing to return your stuff if we just talked about it.
I'm sorry, but we're supposed to bring all the stuff and anybody who happens to be there.
Well, who gave you these orders?
Given to me personally by blah blah blah, the House of Duras.
Has he considered diplomatic solutions, or did he just not think maybe he could talk to people?
What?
Did he consider diplomatic solutions, or did he just not think that perhaps if he asked, he could get this back?
Well, I'm sure they did not. She's not really into diplomatic solutions.
Well, you could really show some forward thinking if you did it yourself. Because there might be an incident here if you kidnap Federation people. I've still got my phaser on the very high
set. I think
you
can go on the other stat. The Federation may have never seen their personnel run in glorious battle.
I'm starting my overload, so.
All right, so you actually started an overload. That does make a noise.
Are you really starting an overload?
Of course he is. Oh, come on. If it makes noise, then
that. Well, I'm sorry, says the pit.
Just say you're really hungry and your stomach's rumbling.
Would you like to take the opportunity to avoid a problem just by opening up some diplomatic communications? Do you still have communication with your ship?
Yes, but we have to leave now, so...
Why don't you patch me through to your ship, and your ship can patch me through to the local starbase, and I can see if we can reach a diplomatic solution to actually give you this stuff.
I believe we do not have that much time.
I'd be willing to keep it short, so you don't think I'm
just tell him if days were like hours.
Say, give me.
So your business communicator.
Okay.
So
beam us all up.
Yeah.
What does he say?
You're really up.
What do you say?
And then their closest transporters lock on to you.
Well, what does he say?
Beam everybody up.
Beam everybody up.
Beam them up.
Is there any way to prevent the transporter from getting a lock on you? Using your tricorders?
I don't think so.
Well, that would be pretty tough.
in the last archive tour, they had these special devices that unless you have those.
The best thing about that movie,
I try and figure out when I'm about to be transported, and I fire it at Max.
The other side was showing great respect for love.
Okay, wait, so what are you trying to do here?
Collapse the cave again. But not over them where it will kill them all, just where it will take them another...
Another planetology one.
I thought they beamed everybody out.
No, they were just going to beam them to us.
They're in the process. They just ordered it, which I've heard with my universal translator.
Why
didn't you maximum power shoot the rock?
What rock?
The one where you hit all the stuff under.
I don't want to destroy the knowledge.
Oh.
Wu might do that. I have no idea what Wu is doing.
Last resort.
Last resort.
On the ship, then we'll do fucking.
What's my target for this planetary science?
You could take an entire Klingon ship with that and overload data.
Sure I
can. And
so hit overload right now. They'll beam you up with an overloading
logic again.
Yes. Cool. No.
Yes.
You know, once they've got you like in the transporter beam, they've got you atoms across the universe.
That's cool. That's now me everywhere.
Exactly.
I guess 6 on that.
Okay.
Does 7 help?
Would 7 help?
No, I mean, you just put it on, like, high power and did it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I can transport it out.
And then you can transport it up. So you're going to clean up transporter room. There's, some guards there. You drop your phaser?
Uh-huh. I've got it on kill right now. If I fire at one of them, and it disintegrates them.
Overload!
They shoot you.
No.
Drop your phaser, Gunnar.
Take one second to decide.
Okay, I'll go with
that.
Fine.
Brought down the whole cave. Oh, let's see if it killed any of them.
God, I hope not. I was trying not to, but I missed my roll.
That's okay. You don't mind that.
Death and glorious battle.
Oh, that's not good.
If I was trying to kill him, I would have fired over them instead of over me.
Yeah. Should only get you a couple of points of aggression. Yeah, only one of them is bad, probably. Let's see. We're able to leap out of the cave.
Oh, slightly crippled.
What the fuck did he do? They shot me.
They're giving you some sort of a gang name and... Klingon territory, like Loco or Crazy.
Well, isn't Mike Shannon the big softy among all of us, and so like he's the first person to actually kill somebody?
No, I believe I am the big softy.
No, I'm a pretty big softy too.
You kill people in the strip spader.
If I kill people? Oh, well, it's from a starship, it doesn't matter. It's like dropping bombs on his hand.
I
not really.
Well, this is the same.
Well, that's not how
I just saw the. Oh no, didn't I just, but I just mutilated their hand or something, right?
Yeah, they live.
Exactly. I'm not mind like Cannon.
Yeah, you have a killer in the room.
Did you cap your mind this stuff? I think who cut you in half.
Good point, that was a 6. 5, not a 6. So I was wounded.
Okay. Okay. You didn't know.
I can make it a 6.
Do it.
So we put you in a... Let's see, they'll take your tricorder, and your phaser, and your communicator.
Yeah.
Anything else? It's obvious? Probably not.
I don't think I have anything
else. Your knowledge, as now that you have your universal translator, they're going to judge you on your back.
I'd like to request to speak to a Federation ambassador.
Your Federation ambassador right here, man. They put you in one of their cells.
Together.
If this was
the
last
they expect the Tellarite to rape the human.
They
die.
They've already heard about Tellarite.
Everyone knows about
Tellarite.
So are we under active surveillance, what we see?
There is, well...
It's that force field thing, no.
There's a force field thing, and then there's a core, there's a couple of guns.
Okay, I'm going to start trying to figure out if there's any way to get out.
If I had a force, I'd match it.
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard without the communicator, or the tricorder, or the phaser.
If you had a midget,
if I had a force and a few matches, I'd get it out.
Fully.
And duct tape.
Uh-huh. And duct tape, of course. Well, it's duct tape.
Pain sickness.
Yeah.
What's the plan?
We're trying to see if there's a way to get out.
Have a heart attack.
The rest of you guys arrive there with the ship.
I can't believe you let that ship get there.
Who's the Clippers? apparently some random crew member.
I was doing it.
Okay, go ahead and make some sense.
I've heard that too, but I wouldn't have believed it.
What?
Didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Whoever sits on that captain's chair gets all horny for some reason for Tellarites. They're all spiky.
The trail, the warp core leads here.
Okay.
And then turns it off. That's what I'll say.
They already left?
Yeah.
How much were we trying to do? I'm sure nothing happened.
I tried to hail these guys down on the planet.
God, their communicators don't seem to be down there. Maybe they're underground.
Yeah,
they're going to some cave, right? Where's the little kid?
We don't know anything about a little kid.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no one ever told us anything.
We don't know anything about
how far behind the Klingons were we?
I have no idea. Can we tell how recently they left?
We can't chase them. Not in this garbage can.
Less than an hour.
They haven't catch them.
I don't think we can either.
I don't think they can go full speed cloaked, can they?
Sure they can.
Not so long.
It drains all the power, but...
Yeah.
Well, we can't go full speed at all. So even if we just chase after them at warp 6, I don't think we'll be gaining on them anyway.
No, I think we just... take off
into
Klingon space.
So
when
you're
coming.
Yeah.
When you're cloaked, you don't really have
very good things. Yeah, but when they're cloaked, we don't have
air defense.
Well,
what's new?
We gotta chase them, don't we?
We have to at least try.
Why not? We don't know they got Shannon as a pig. I can't see any reason to chase a Klingon ship into Klingon territory. That seems kind of crazy.
Should at least I escort them forcefully out of our territory.
I don't know that they would have left unless they got what they were looking for.
Well,
unless they're just trying.
Just in general, while they're in American waters, we should be trying to get to them and. Make sure they don't make any other little stops where they rape and pillage.
Yeah, I'm still of the theory that, they can actually fly around in Federation space without us knowing about it. But maybe we can trace their trails all the time. I mean, can we actually track them everywhere? Or
if you actually fly the trail, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really?
All right, let me see if I can get a bearing on the...
Give yourself all the power.
I'll give myself 2 extra points.
Make a sense roll.
Track them.
So they're heading almost directly back towards the exploration. The board. So. A little off, let's say, straight away.
Which would lead them to which planet?
Would lead them to a...
Or is there any ship?
One of the border planets on the Federation side. So they would call them there.
Okay.
No, that's a good reason to go.
Yeah, it's not a good time. So. Alright, let's head after them.
I knew it. In the artifact.
Yeah, you can try, sir.
It was Klingon, not alien. There you go.
Shall we try?
I don't know. What do you think,
Mr. Barry?
Well, I'm always willing to try it. It's that right. Damn structural integrity.
See what you can do. Well, how fast do you want to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Could we be in peace?
You want to go faster than the six, right?
What standard Klingon cruiser speed?
That's about the same as
the same as you then, about the six.
How fast could they go when they're cloaked?
Without making rolls.
Oh, right, judging that we got here an hour before they left, can we estimate how fast they were going? We had to stop for an hour to...
Yeah, what warp did they have to go to get back here?
Well, we had to stop for an hour, and then we went warp 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they came... They got
so they were probably going 9. About warp 6.
Well, warp 9, Kevin just said.
Yeah,
warp 9.
He actually got here at warp 9.
Yeah, like, almost all of our travel here was at 9.
Yeah, except for the hour that you spent going at 6.
You keep pressing the engine.
No, that was because we had to stop for crit.
No, I understand. It's just that didn't make much difference in your overall trip.
I thought we were doing 6 after we slowed down. So we sped up again, and then we went to...
No, I did the...
Oh, you fixed
it. I fixed the hole.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We roll it again. So they were probably doing... So we estimated
they were doing
9.
Yeah.
So if we do 9.1 or 9.05...
We'll do 9.05.
Yeah, they're going at full speed.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to track them when you go at full speed.
Well, let's
get in front of them or something, or...
Yeah, let's just head towards that planet at 9.05, 9.6.
Okay. We'll head for that planet. If they're going 9 and we're going 9.05, we left an hour before after them, we should get there...
Before them? That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. We'll try that. And then when we get there, we'll start scanning.
Because they're not going to be able to find us either.
Right.
They're closed.
And when we get there, we'll start scanning like crazy.
Time for good rolling.
Yeah. Okay.
Engine.
That's good.
I'll give you guys
11, 14.
Points. Okay, that's fine.
14,
16.
9.
Structural.
Oh, this is a tough one. No. You just need a 6. Got a 2/3 chance, I'm going to bet.
There we go.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
A 1/3 chance.
Nope.
And we're adding what?
2.
7.
And the skill is what?
Material engineering, structural, space frame.
David Kett.
Okay.
Is 9 a big drop off or anything?
No, usually 10 is a big drop off.
I can't get there.
You hit warp 8 and shit starts shaking in front of it.
4. Sorry. We're giving off you can get.
How far behind are we going to end up with doing warp 8?
A lot. If they're actually doing 9.
All the way.
How long was the travel time?
A week.
Yeah. A week?
Yeah, so they're actually doing 9 all the way.
That's not too bad.
You know,
how long will it take? We can try 9. We'll just, you know, take a lot of damage.
If we stopped into a starport, how long would it take to get our thing repaired?
You know, starports are far away, too.
Yeah. Well,
where's the nearest airport?
Well, it'll probably take a couple months to overhaul the
It's worth it.
It's worth it. We'll turn around and go do that.
We'll walk the item trail.
So how far away from the planet are we that they're heading towards?
About 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A week behind. Oh, yeah, you're very free. There was too much socialization.
So warp 9 is going to be a week there?
Yeah.
It'll
cause the brain to go at 9 with warp up 2. I think.
Can you just maybe go to the planet first? Let me know. Is it dark planet?
You didn't actually see the ship, so you don't know exactly what the top speed is.
They don't know what kind of cruiser it was.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we could do warp 8 for a day while you guys...
Okay, and then we'll try and...
And then we can drop out of warp, do a scan, see if we can see their trail still.
Okay.
And go from there.
All right.
Alright, so you do warp 8 per day. And then you get a message from... Cronus and stuff.
Hey, it's a week, where are you?
Yeah, he demands, you know, he shows his star base. Explain yourself.
Hot pursuit. Be there when we can.
Oh.
Is that all you say? Anything like, you know, my people got... Or,
we don't know anything about our people.
We don't know anything about that.
We're just going to blow, we're going to fight them, shoot them, have no idea.
They're just having the
No, so you guys would be on the ship?
Well, we're not on the planet. Where else could we be? Well, we have, alright, we're in hot pursuit.
Underground or dead?
We're in hot pursuit of a Klingon vessel that disabled the freighter. We have two crewmen unaccounted for. We'll advise.
By the way, I'll try to arrange for search parties on the planet we left.
That's
incompetent
captaining, he says.
You lost crew
members? There's a message that you can trap on
Donald. Oh!
That's what I was seeing Rita first.
Meanwhile, you two.
Yeah, Chris, I think you meant pass that on. I don't get to read it.
Well, perhaps Donald will mention it.
Chris takes pass this along in different terms. No.
So you two are on a Klingon ship.
Something different.
You know, there's like the light. There's about the only electrical things. Then there's the force wall.
The light.
Okay.
You can short out the force wall with the lens.
Does that message involve the words inseparable boobery?
Does that little curve
I want to try and pop over the light entrance of the boobery
code. Get into the circuitry.
Yeah.
And to either use the energy for the light or to get into... Or to get into things that lead to the force wall to chart out the force wall. And we'll go from there.
Barbary Coast is a good
system to do, right?
In Vegas.
Can I help you on that?
I never liked
Barbary Coast.
You know, it's sort of a little trio of like the...
Security system?
Or the other
sure.
Oh, no, I'm thinking the Barbary Coast in Reno.
That's different
one. Roles. So if we're working together, we get the higher of the roles?
The one in Vegas. Some shows I really like in Vegas.
System engineering.
If you're working together... Like
the
plus
yeah.
One penalty.
Well, mostly insane and over the top.
Okay. I'll send him a message and say and tell him that as soon as I'm able, I'll report for court martial.
Okay.
I tell you guys, we better catch the Klingons or I'm fucked.
Why?
Because he thinks we're boozing it up on planet food.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be
odd. He says he doesn't believe that there are any Klingons and that he knows of our fondness for Anaxarian liquors. And we're just boozing it up on the planet.
Wow!
And
he's got a peg.
Yeah.
People with military intelligence are geniuses.
Partially, you'll have sensor logs that show the Klingon.
To show something blurry.
Logic, if you have any sort of innovative.
By the way, I was sitting. I did a couple of parties.
I had it.
Am I being confronted
with any problems going out
for my curiosity fall in?
Sure.
I've never used it, so what the hell?
Okay,
so this is the system engineering.
No.
Okay.
What's the specialty of it?
The capital
systems. What's the...
Systems
engineering.
Yes, just tell us.
Doesn't matter.
The capital wasn't absolutely destroyed.
It wasn't. Okay. Not going exactly what it was.
I got a working book. I just want to keep working on it.
Yeah. Strategy killer. Okay. Yeah, right.
That's better than me.
Well, these are different Klingons.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to bother
command
on the security.
Yeah.
Unless you're
like
security.
I don't think they have any of that. Probably dead.
So they didn't find anyone who talked to the kid?
No.
Logic was that, or perception for the security?
Logic.
Okay. You have a minus one?
I have a minus two.
Yeah. I got a nine.
I get an extra
die for
making
stuff.
What?
They nuked the capital meeting, didn't they?
They just kill everybody. They just kill the cultural mission.
Okay. We got a 13 on the we got a 13 on the system roll and a 9 on the security roll.
Wow. You break through the
Oh, wow.
You put the light box down. Put it all around. Let's see.
9. Ship usually have what? Like a crew.
It's always dark.
All crew.
Depends on the ship.
Another ship?
It's always dark. That's why I know.
They have ship 400 too.
The thing is that they've got a couple of guards on us, so that's all that's really relevant right now.
The force sort of goes down. Makes a lot of noise.
Okay, we gotta run, charge them now. Try and get their weapons.
No.
Unless they're quickly look, does there look like there's any way that doesn't involve going by the guards?
No.
How many guards? How many guards are there?
You don't know.
Run for it.
Guard room at all?
No.
Run for it. Split up as soon as you can. The object should be get to engineering and sabotage the engine. Ready?
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Thanks for keeping Kevin entertained.
RTC's so fun.
If we can pick up a weapon on the way, it'll be a lot easier to sabotage the engine.
I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah.
A phaser shot into the warp core usually does it.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring.
So you're just gonna try to like run past people and stuff?
Yes.
Weren't you passing the guards?
No, they're going on. They're a lot fucking bigger than
us. Well, not bigger than you.
Gosh.
No, I'm small. But
you're cut.
Make a dumbass,
right? Well, except for the damn whining that we set off, but
well, it's running. I suppose you'd be what's possible for you two.
Not if it's like a 10-person ship. We have no idea what size ship we're on.
Fortunately, it's not a 10-person. Well, actually, that was before. I think so.
C-11. Totally impossible again.
C-7.
They won't necessarily think we're going for engineering. They might assume like transport or shuttle bay.
Yeah.
Or bridge.
Or bridge.
Bridge.
We can drill their ship.
The suck part is after they beat the hell out of us and throw us back in a cell, they're not going to give us light.
That was
fun.
I can see them.
Okay,
that would be easier to break
10.
Maybe we should stop
dodge
to the
what's that?
Athletics running 10, and then a dodge energy one 10.
Okay.
So what are the destructive
suggestions? Oh, probably.
Dexterity reaction.
They don't want to blow their own ship.
Dexterity reaction.
Or to dodge. I can have reactions.
We find a vented ship because they miss one.
I have a 1 in 36 chance of getting away here. How about you?
Yeah. Roughly, we can do it between the two of us.
The between the two of us, we have a 1 in 18 chance.
The Klingon
department.
If only
I
had some spins, I think.
Okay, here's my athletics.
Athletics?
I need a 6-2 or better. I ain't going to do it. No. I got 7 on my athletic.
You trip, fall down, or shot.
So, what's a good
one? I got a 3.
So,
this is what we call
a
dodge. Oh, I haven't rolled a dodge.
Dodge. So, what, this is what
reaction.
You call the back pass, you said.
Oh. Oh, sharp.
I also got a 7 on the dodge.
Yeah.
And then, sure, they dived into our Klingon laundry hamper and went unconscious.
I got a 5 on dodge.
We found them, they're dead.
That was a cake move, not me. I can get to the engine
pretty easily. You get to a room.
They don't send them?
They send woo.
They get woo.
We're going to sound like a suck pig.
So that's pretty immediate. Chan gets to another room, lots of consoles and stuff. Everything's in Klingon. Too bad you didn't take them in the learning machine.
Yeah, it's a real
You have one device on your person that messes up electronics.
Right?
Probably too much pressure.
Does like that any type of main control room or just like standard things that we'd find in hallways?
It looks like some sort of either, you know, like, you know, some kind of controller. Auxiliary control, maybe, a weapons console, shield generator.
Okay, I push every fucking button I can get to before they stun me down. Every fucking one. I'm just pressing against them.
You gave up on the whole disengineering world?
Why not peel it? Out of genre. Throw wine from a nearby place.
If they haven't gone to me by the time I've hit about 20 buttons, I start running again.
Alright.
Maybe oh, no, sir, you appear so
thin. Our automated lending network shaking our instincts like that.
So afraid our lending library is so thin, you're in, sir. Unfortunately, they didn't get away.
Even all the Barney B. geometry around? Boom, boom, sir.
Well, no one will listen. No one will know what he did to Leon's mug.
Kevin apparently couldn't take it anymore. I had to leave.
So, the thing is that I pictured this Klingon named Leon.
With the leather crap in his mug. That's the image I had.
Klingon named Leon.
Let go. I don't want to work.
Shirt doesn't break. Not a fit shirt. That's ours.
What the hell?
Is he Shanghai New?
No.
Damn. That sucks. I didn't roll a four, but it's low.
Okay. So once Donald and Cruz stop, make a test roll. Okay. I give myself my extra 2 points of food.
So I presume that means I don't get away, Kev?
You don't get away. But you push a bunch of buttons, and that's when the Klingon, you know, first through the drawer and phaser you down.
Whiz.
Out of genre.
No, that was a phaser noise.
I get a 14. Okay, so you stop. Then you're surveying the engine. You're looking through the sensors, and, you know, for just, you know, I don't know, 10 seconds, you pick up, you know, like the Klingon National Anthem.
Okay.
Okay.
Can
we
pinpoint the location?
Looks like behind us. Yeah.
Okay.
It's behind us? Really?
Probably a few hours.
Okay. Can we move to... Can we get up? They're still heading.
They're still the heading for the planet.
Same course?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get in their way?
You're in the way right now.
We're in the way right
pretty
now.
Pretty much.
Okay. Then we'll lay in wait for them and take them out when they get here.
Yeah, there's a little problem with detection there.
So you're still out of the empty space.
Can we leave photo torpedo mines in front of them?
Yes, we can.
Why not?
Well, someone has to do it.
Oh.
Yes.
The duel.
And then I will have to, yeah,
slap you down.
Is there a way to set up some sort of, since we know a cloaked ship's going to be coming by, is there a way to set up some sort of energy field or something that would allow us to
more easily
detect them the more ship? Easily?
Well, I suppose if you could.
If only your chief of engineer wasn't off board, there's no way these smugs can do it.
I think that's a good sign that these guys are on our ship.
The 10 seconds of the Klingon national anthem, very odd.
System of engineering cloak in a while.
Cloaking device.
To see if you can think of anything.
Okay.
Guys?
Sexual assault.
Huh?
It's probably system engineering stuff.
Well, it's probably not.
It's super systems. Or it might be cloaking, figuring out what things cloak cloaks and what things cloak doesn't.